Blog Talk Radio.
Testing, testing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. And we are in here. It's taken us a while to get in here, but we'd like to welcome you. I am Omi Inka, your host for the evening. And just as I promised you, I would be bringing you back Prodigy Child 2, or Prodigy Number 2. Now, if you can remember our topic on Prodigy Number 1, we were talking about the makings of a Prodigy Child. And what would encompass a prodigy child? What are some of the actual unique characteristics of a gifted and talented child? And how could we harness those gifts and mold those individual children into a prodigy child? First of all, let me go back and break down the definitions according to Garth. As most of you know, I am a licensed school teacher. So I study children. That's part of my objectives and goals, to study those children that may be extraordinary and have talents and gifts beyond talents. They may even have a few behavior problems. They may even be children that are constantly acting out, attempting to get attention, wanting you to see them. And sometimes your gifts can be overlooked because of the fact that most people think that they're just acting out. Another one of their episodes. Well, let me tell you, most of your gifted and talented children are behavior problems. Some of them carry with them possibly gifted and talented, and they may have a deficit, differential learning. But the main thing we must realize is that most all children have a gift and talent, and some more profound than others. But the main thing we want to do is harness those gifts. And when we see them sparking, we want to develop them and help them to mold them into prospective gifts, okay? Because a lot of children's gifts get overlooked and they're placed in BD, EMH, and special needs, and they never look at the gifts. Well, I want to draw the teacher's attention to, first of all, when you're assessing these children, look for the gift too, because it's usually there. It might be hidden, guys, in a behavior disorder. But nevertheless, we are to take our children at face value when they come here. They are talented. And we need to take them and spend time studying them and molding them. Now, why do I say that? Because I'm working on two new prospects of children that I know have gifts and talents. And they have been discovered. And usually we can look in the music category and see those children with rhythm and blues and able to keep the beat and just are really doing the doggone thing. And we look over that and say, oh, they're just showing out. Not necessarily. Their gifts could be hidden sometimes in their talented musical arrangements. But I'm working on two prospects right now. And they happen to be my grandchildren. And wouldn't you know it, they have rhythm. Even the baby has rhythm and can shake his head to the beat and count numbers and be able to sway to the music in the form of a figure eight. Can you believe it? That's something that talented Nina Simone taught us that she uses in her performance. But nevertheless, as a school teacher, it is my responsibility to look at all children and find the gifts and talents in them and begin to look at the makings of a gifted and talented child. One of the things I like to say that I have been learning is that every cry is not a cry for help. Sometimes that is a cry where they have become attached to you and they feel insensitive by themselves and have to have a counterpart to perform with. So when you leave the room, they are crying profusely for you to come back. Sometimes that can be mistaken as a behavior problem, and that can be mistaken by some parents as, oh, the baby just wants attention. No, he is attached to you, and he sees his life through your eyes. But if you are constantly going in and out of his life, he doesn't know what to expect. So therefore, when you do leave the room, you have got to announce, leaving the room now, baby, I'll be back. Just watch me, and if they can see you from a distance, they're okay. But if you suddenly make an abrupt move and walk out without letting that baby know, he's going to scream out bloody murder. But I'll find out, what does this baby like to do? Does he like to smile a lot? Does he like to coo? Is he cooing? Is he attempting to say something to you? Because if he is or she is, then carry on the conversation with the child by agreeing, yes, baby, no, baby, I can see, baby. The baby continues to carry on a conversation with you and knows the opportune time to speak and when to allow you to speak. But as a specialist in early childhood, I am a baby watcher, and I watch babies, and I smile at them, and I give them signals to speak back to me. Then I began to see their personality. Sometimes their little personality comes out at the breakfast table, where they want to be really funny and rude at the same time and copy their older brothers and sisters and spit and blow bubbles. They think this is the greatest thing since apple pie. But you are to look at it as another one of their learned activities and not put a lot of attention on it. Because if you do put attention on it, they won't stop doing it. It will become their particular ammunition to use against you. Now, speaking of gifted and talented, we all have them in our family. And young mothers are naming their babies all kinds of things these days, after cars, you name it, trucks, you name it, they're doing it. But nevertheless, we used to think there was something in a name, that it has to be a distinguished name. Not necessarily, but mothers, you've got to put a cap on it, a lid on it. If you've given your child a sports car name, please let that child know. He cannot animate himself to be a car because they will get down on all four and pretend that they are revving up their engine. And the first word that they might spew out of their mouth is zoom. And believe you me, they won't stop running. Everything they do will have to be ran. That's called the hurried child. And you know who does it? Parents does it to their children. Hurry up and do this. Hurry up and do that. So the child runs to do everything. Before you know it, at the end of the day, the child is exhausted and his brain is functioning so fast that he can't process. So therefore, he's not listening to you when you're talking to him. Because you have been talking over his head, he is trying to manage the small things. While you're talking to him about long-term responsibility, he's trying to figure it all out. So can that not be a gifted and talented child? Why, sure he can. You've just got to slow down, mother, and you've got to give it to him straight. Look him straight in the face when you're talking to him. Hold his little dimple jaws when you're talking to him. Get his or her attention. Once you've gotten their attention, then talk to them. Let them know you're pleased with what they're doing or you're displeased with what they're doing. But don't ever confuse the child by not letting them know what it is you want them to do. Be specific. Don't give too many directions or instructions. You know, a child has to learn commands. Come, go, goodbye, hello. He has to learn those commands. And mothers, you have to put communication together to make it real for those infants. You just cannot be hollering out commands all day. The child needs complete sentences. No, he may not be able to speak in complete sentences, or she may not be able to formalize a noun to congregate with her verb. But nevertheless, speak in complete sentences so the children will begin to realize what real communication is. I am working on a project to see what are the talents and gifts of the prodigy child or children that are in our family. I've seen a lot of outstanding things, and children can mold themselves. If you don't prune them and mold them, they will grow up like little weeds, and you have to prune those weeds and cultivate their whole lifestyle. Yes, cultivating it so that they understand that you're not a TV watcher all your life and everything you get is not from television. It's only put there to entertain you. Once a child figures that out, they can shut it off and go and do activities that are meaningful. Make life meaningful for these children. Now, we're not going to be able to stay on a long time tonight because of the time it is. I just wanted to come on and say hello and to remind you that we're going to be on the subject of prodigy child. So maybe you'll come back with me and be a part of the show, and we'll do more talking about the prodigy child. And then you can see how you can mold your child. Yes, you can start all the way from infantry and go up to the point where you basically are working on that child developing his personality. Let's go to commercial. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been a while since I've been on, To all of my followers, I want to thank you so much for continuing to be a follower, not just a friend, but a follower. We're going to do some fun things this season. I'm going to try to pull you all together because we are an actual spiritual group. I'm going to call you together in a spiritual setting. I'm going to also call my followers together to also take membership. We have free membership that we're giving you. We're going to have a ton of things to go along with that. So once you establish your membership, you'll be able to have some of the gear that we're going to have attached to our website. We've been around now for 12 years. It's high time we start doing things as a group. And as you know, we are a paranormal group. I'm looking for those paranormal people who would like to have a platform to discuss their gifts and talents. This room is about gifts and talents, and paranormal is one of them. Even though a lot of you may not think so, you might think being gifted and talented is for the birds. But nevertheless, having gifts and talents sometimes starts from an infancy. It starts all the way from birth and goes into adulthood, and no one seems to understand you, so you suppress your gifts. Well, we don't want you to suppress those gifts. We want you to bring them out front because we want to acknowledge them. We want to celebrate your gifts. We want to give you an opportunity to touch someone's life and make a difference with the gifts you do have. And most people do just that. They take their gifts and they're covered other people's inadequacies, and they help the other people develop their ability, express their gifts. And children are in a classroom. They are fighting to be identified and to be known, but instead their gifts are suppressed and they're put away into these quiet little rooms called special ed rooms, and they never get to express their gifts and talents. Well, let me say this much. Most of the children, if you study them long enough, you will see their gifts come shining forth, and you will see that they have a lot more sense than what has been given credit for. And some of those children have been mismatched and misdiagnosed who have been placed in those special ed and differentiated classrooms. What I want to tell you today, I want you to start an assignment and start studying your grandchildren, those of you who are seniors and have grandchildren. Start studying them. You have a little bit more time. You can spend that time well-deserved in studying your grandchildren, getting to know them. They want you to see who they are. They don't want you just to think that they're one of the bunch. They want their own identity, and we must give it to them. Now, this year we're going to do some really unique things for the child development area because there's a lot of teachers out there who are sitting at home doing nothing that still could be lecturing, that still could be running seminars and workshops, and still could be helping these youngsters who don't know a thing about developing their child's gift or how to rear in early childhood development. So I'm going to call on a lot of you seniors to be a part of my show this year. So I want you to be ready. We're not going to do all that in this particular episode because we're going to let you get some sleep. We're going to let you lay down and rest that body. But Omi needs to lay down as well because I decided to do this at the last minute to run an episode. And it is to be a short one, as I told you. But we will be back together. We will meet back together again. And we will have this opportunity again for episode 3 on developing the prodigy child. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me this evening. And if there's anybody out there, let me see if I have anybody out there that I have not acknowledged that might be in the room with me. Let me see. Is there anyone out there? Okay. I just wanted to make sure if there was somebody out there, we give them that opportunity. So we're going to end our show right now and thank each and every one of you for joining us. And stay tuned. We should be on again this week, possibly Friday or Saturday, but we will be back at you. You might even be gifted enough to get me back tomorrow. Stay tuned for our next episode, which will be 77 episode. Thank you. Goodbye.